New research shows Arizona has the fourth highest incarceration rate in the country, and that disproportionately affects people of color. So this afternoon, faith leaders from across Arizona will put criminal justice reform at center stage at an event called Locked in Solidarity. They're advocating for reforms like reducing sentences for those convicted of nonviolent crimes based on good behavior, and the expansion of reentry programs for ex-offenders as they attempt to integrate back into society. And for Dr. Warren H. Stewart, Sr., pastor of the First Institutional Baptist Church of Phoenix, it's less a policy issue as it is a moral one. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with him more about it.
Why do you think there is a need for criminal justice reform here in Arizona?
It has been proven that people of color, African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, and poor people receive more severe sentencing than other persons. And so there's a disparity in the lengths of sentences that are handed down of people of color.
I wonder if you hear these stories, especially of people who have been through the prison system and come out of it in your work.
Yeah. The challenge is that when people get out of prison, that they have to deal with their records. And so our emphasis is on reduction of the sentencing, expungement of crimes for those who commit nonviolent crimes, mm-hmm. and then providing support for reentry. A lot of former inmates get out into the community, can't get a job, they can't vote because they have this record hanging over their heads. And so we're trying to reduce those obstacles that keeps them from being successful.
Especially for those folks who come out of the prison system.
Yes, yes.
So let's talk a little bit about the challenges there. So are there enough programs, you think, to help that transition, to help prisoners when they're coming out and trying to reintegrate back into society?
There are not enough programs. And so that's why several faith groups in Arizona, the African American Christian Clergy Coalition, the Arizona Faith Network, Neighborhood Ministries, and many others are partnering together because we want to provide the resources to help these men and women who get out of prison, who really start at the bottom or even below the bottom and trying to get back up. And it's a biblical justice issue. The Bible deals with transformation, judgment for doing wrong, but judgment in the Bible was always to transform people and not to punish.
Right. You said that justice is not a political issue. It's not an issue of liberal or conservative. This
No.
is a biblical imperative.
It's a biblical imperative, yeah.
So as a faith community, are you seeing leaders from all sorts of faiths come together to try to be the people who provide these resources? What's that look like?
Well, this movement we're starting is Arizona faith leaders coming together for criminal justice reform. And we come from all walks of life, mainline denominations, non-denominational churches, black, white, brown, all different colors, because we see what happens to our congregants and the family members of our congregants and how they have their backs up against the wall when it comes to criminal justice reform.
So what would that look like if you are, as a faith network, providing these resources for those people coming out of prison? What kinds of resources need to be provided? What would you propose?
Halfway houses, programs in our houses of worship where people can learn how to get their criminal record expunged and go through that process so it's not over their heads, mm-hmm. teaching them skills for those who've been in the prisons for a long time. When they get out of prison, they've been for a long time, things have changed. Transportation has changed. The way people communicate has changed. And so to help them, to provide support for them to get back on their feet and be contributors to society rather than depending on society.
Yeah, yeah. Are there models of this sort of network and those sorts of programs that you're looking at in other parts of the country?
Yes, there are. Also, Congress recently passed by an overwhelming majority the First Step Act. And this was Republicans and Democrats. And it said that those who are in federal penitentiaries need to have help to get back on their feet and become contributors to society. And so if the federal government could do it, which is about 300,000 or 400,000 inmates, mm-hmm. but there are 2.3 million incarcerated people in the United States. And so it needs to spread from the federal government to the state government. And that's where houses of faith and faith leaders come together to partner with the government.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there does seem to be an appetite right now in our state legislature this session from Republican leaders, from Democratic leaders, for some kinds of criminal justice reform. We've seen several bills introduced, some that are moving. So in terms of you working with legislators to try to get some reform on the table, what do you see is promising at this point?
Well, since our own Arizona state legislature is Republican controlled and the governor's Republican, I mean, we see hope and we are encouraged by their movement to do criminal justice reform.
Yeah. So to close, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, this idea of a biblical imperative for this idea that faith leaders should be on the front lines of criminal justice reform. I wonder if you can paint us a picture of how you've seen resources like this, programs like this, the kinds of efforts that you and the others in the faith community are leading really change the lives of some of these people.
We see us giving them hope, giving them a step up, a hand up, not just a handout. And we see them becoming contributing people to the advancement of our society, first for their families, for their loved ones, their communities, but then for the society as a whole. This is a way out and a way up for them.
All right. Dr. Warren H. Stewart, Sr. is chair of the African American Christian Clergy Coalition and senior pastor of the First Institutional Baptist Church here in Phoenix. Dr. Stewart, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. God bless you.